right now, take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, close your eyes. You know, sometimes it may be difficult to relax or learn how to relax more than you ever have before. And so as you sit there with your eyes closed and begin to come aware of your own thoughts, of your own sensations, and begin to wonder if you've ever had the pleasure of sitting on the bank of a river or on the shore of a lake or ocean. Because there is something very comforting about just sitting there, listening to the peaceful sound of the waves as they move in and out in a continuous flow that just seems to go on and on, relaxing in the sun, feeling the soothing warmth, and just letting the mind drift effortlessly with that quiet, almost silent sound. Listening to the peaceful quietness of the water, washing the shore. Perhaps it was a waterfall, or just a silent place in the center of the woods. A happy memory of contentment, or just a dream. Just a dream of a place so comforting and safe that it was easy to allow your body to relax. Everyone has a place they can go, a relaxing space deep down inside, where they can really let go of all their cares and concerns, and wonder at wonder of those waves of relaxation, at the smooth heaviness of arms and legs as relaxation continues. Maybe it was the warm smoothness of the soft white sand you could hold in your hand and watch flow effortlessly through your fingers, the same sand that flows in an hourglass, hour after hour, with nothing to do for a time except let go and flow. Listening to the waves of relaxation, secure inside and out. While you were sitting there, by the shore, forgetting to make the effort it takes to even try to be aware of when or where that relaxation began, and the soothing sounds or sensations were. As we continue, we realize we've all made mistakes, and I'm sure that you can recall a time when you made a mistake, a mistake that taught you something. Even though it may have been unpleasant, you can recall making a mistake that you learned, making a mistake that you learned something valuable. Without having made mistakes like that, you would have never learned and progressed. You would have never learned and progressed. As a kid, did you ever touch a light plug and get a shock that really jolted you? Many of us had that experience, and we learned something very important from that. Even though it was very unpleasant, to be cautious of them. Your imperfect mistakes have been perfect opportunities for a wealth of learning. Indispensable foundation to build on. So don't be mistaken about mistakes. The more unpleasant it is, the more pleasant will be your life. And yet so many people are afraid to try or feel they'll make mistakes. And when they do make a mistake, they try to cover it up. People will think less of them, will think they're weak or stupid. But I'd like you to appreciate the fact that mistakes are not only tolerable, but are actually desirable, because we learn through making mistakes. Have you ever been around someone who was afraid to admit they made a mistake? They're very tense, so they find it hard to grow and improve. They find it hard to grow and improve. What I'd like you to consider is the benefit of having the courage to be imperfect. I wonder if you've had the experience. I certainly have. If someone does criticize you for making an honest mistake, it is probably because they are insecure. I wonder if you might even find an interesting growth experience to tell friends about some mistakes you make, or about mistakes that you have made, instead of trying to hide and cover them up. Wouldn't it be fascinating, as a way of giving new practice, allowing yourself to be human and imperfect, if your unconscious mind were to arrange for you to make some minor mistakes? And while your unconscious mind may take the calm pleasure in letting you be human, maybe it will just give you the feeling of welcome to the human race. But deep inside, you can begin to get the feeling that it really is alright to be human and to make some mistakes, so that you can learn and grow rapidly. Thank you. answer may change later on as you begin to use more and more of you. You can use that time now, because in a few moments from now, when you drift back up and awaken, it may be interesting for you to know in that drifting, relaxed state of mind, where thoughts drift by like dreams that enter awareness for a time. And drift through the mind, while some are left behind, to be utilized later on, and others are remembered, or seem to be remembered at first, but then become more and more distant, forgotten over time. When the entire experience can seem so far away, as your unconscious mind protects the conscious mind, and leaves those things behind, forgotten but remembered too, and time changes too, so you can know what a trance it's been, when you begin to know what seemed like to take a short time, turns out to have been a long time, or what seemed a long time. So for now, as the unconscious mind allows the conscious mind to become more aware of sounds, sounds in the room, sound of my voice, you realize the next time you hear my voice, the suggestions you receive then will go 10 times deeper into every level of mind. The sound of my voice, the sensations in arm, and feelings as the conscious mind drifts back up. Conscious wakeful awareness returns quite completely down, up to the surface of wakeful awareness, restfully refreshed, comfortably awake, even as the mind drifts up completely and the eyes are allowed to open now. That's right, eyes open and wakeful awareness returns.